Okay, so today, friends, we are reading a story called Philippe and Claudette. And this was written by Mark Teague. And it's read today by Mommy and
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Are you ready? On adoption day, all the pets at the animal shelter lined up for inspection. It is time, said Mrs. Barrett, the director, for us to look our best. Then one by one they were adopted until only two pets remained, Philippe and Claudette. What will I do with you? Fretted Mrs. Barrett. Usually her pets were adopted quickly, but not these two. They had been at the shelter for ages. The problem, in Philippe's opinion, was Claudette.
You'll never be adopted, he told the dog, because you're constantly barking.
What?
Claudette barked.
What? What? What?
To be fair, Claudette did not always bark. Sometimes she tore the stuffing from her toys. Sometimes she ran in circles. Sometimes she bounced against the walls. She drove Philippe crazy.
Please, he said, I'm trying to think.
He was trying to think about his future home. Perhaps it would be a beautiful country estate where he might lounge beside a pool. Or maybe a penthouse apartment where he could eat sardines from a dainty bowl. Claudette belched. Do you know what that means? What does it sound like? Belch.
Morph.
It sounds like maybe, yeah, well, it means to burp. But like it's usually a big burp. And the dream faded.
No, said Philippe when she brought him her ball. I will not throw your little ball. It is covered in spittle. Anyways, cats do not throw.
More puppies came to the shelter, then more kittens. Soon it was adoption day again.
Try to look our best. Time to look our best, cried Mrs. Barrett, but they did, and they were all adopted. All except Philippe and Claudette.
What will I do with you two? Worried Mrs. Barrett. Philippe thought she should worry about Claudette.
You will never be adopted, he told the dog, because you snore when you are wide awake.
Snort? Snorted Claudette. Snort, snort, snort.
Oh, poor Claudette. Maybe she has a nose problem. To be fair, Claudette did not always snore. Sometimes she dug holes in the yard. Sometimes she chased moths. Sometimes she rolled in the garbage. She drove Philippe mad. It would be difficult for either of them to be adopted when Claudette made such a poor impression. She brought him a toy.
No, I will not play tug of war, said Philippe. Cats do not tug.
More kittens came to the shelter, and then more puppies. Adoption day arrived again. Philippe groomed his fur and straightened his whiskers. Claudette wagged her tail. One by one, the pets were adopted. All except Philippe and Claudette, that's right.
Dear, dear, said Mrs. Barrett, what will I do with you two?
It was clear to Philippe that Claudette was the problem.
You will never be adopted, he said, as long as you have dry dog food stuck on your nose.
Said Claudette, licking her nose. Can you make that sound? Do you know how to spell that sound?
It's spelled S-L-U-R-P. Slurp. To be fair, Claudette did not always have dried dog food stuck to her nose. Sometimes she had brunches stuck to her collar. Sometimes she had leaves stuck to her paws. Sometimes her whole body was covered in mud. She drove Felipe insane. What could he do with a dog like her? She wagged her tail, hopefully. "No, I will not play hide and seek," said Felipe. "I do not wish to be it. Anyway, it is perfectly obvious where you are hiding." Another adoption day came and went, and so did the puppies, and so did the kittens, as usual. Only Felipe and Claudette remained. Mrs. Barrett was closing the shelter when a gentleman arrived.
"I wish to adopt a pet," he said.
Felipe sat up straight.
"We only have the two," said Mrs. Barrett.
"Felipe is quiet and a bit grumpy."
"And the dog?" asked the man.
"Oh, Claudette barks and chews and digs holes in the yard."
"Anything else?"
She runs in circles and rolls in garbage and snores when she's wide awake.
"That's fine," said the gentleman. "I'll take her."
And he did. Felipe was stunned. Who in their right mind would adopt Claudette?
"You miss her, don't you?" said Mrs. Barrett.
"Certainly not," thought Felipe. He waited for the next adoption day. And he waited. And he waited.
Time passed slowly. The animal shelter seemed very quiet. He stared at Claudette's toys and her ball and her empty bowl.
"I'm sure she's fine," said Mrs. Barrett.
Felipe sighed. What do you think? What do you think has happened? Do you think he misses her? Me too. Let's keep reading.
Adoption day came. The puppies went, so did the kittens. Felipe hid in the back room. After a while, Mrs. Barrett joined him. She was closing the shelter when the gentleman returned with Claudette.
"I'm bringing her back," he said. "She's not the dog I thought she was. She doesn't play or chew or run in circles. She doesn't even bark. All she does is mope."
As soon as he left, Claudette began to bark. She licked Mrs. Barrett. She chased Felipe around the room.
"What will I do with you two?" said Mrs. Barrett. But really, it was obvious. She adopted them. And for dinner, she fed them sardines in dainty bowls. And afterward, they played hide and seek. And Felipe was happy to be it. And that, my friends, is the end of the story, Felipe and Claudette.
Can you say the end? That's not the way you say the end. Well, unless you're being a dog, and then a dog might say the end that way. Or ruff. Or woof. Or both of those, I guess. Okay, I'll say it for you. The end.
Just a blanket. I don't say anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're a blanket, so you can't say anything?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, then the blanket and I say the end.